Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to the Focus Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
I'm John of Jeebens Feebens.
And I am your lovely host once again, Flabs XE Gaming, otherwise known as Ethan. You can call me both, whichever you prefer. And, yeah, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. I went out to dinner for my birthday this past, yesterday.
Nice, nice. Where'd you go?
Went to, not sponsored, but Buffalo Wild Wings. Pretty good.
Nice. Since we're in the pre-convo, in the small talk section, I'm going to judge you on your wing order. So what kind of wings did you get?
I got the traditional wings, and I got, the flavor is called Wild. It's like the third hottest one they have. It was pretty good. I quite liked it.
It's the third spiciest, but isn't Wild in, like, the fourth category? And there's a section called Wild, but it's not in that category? Isn't that weird?
Wild, you might say.
Yeah. Because, like, Wild is the name of the flavor, and it's in the fourth section, which is, like, the spicy section. But, like John said, there is things spicier than Wild. But there's a section also called Wild, and you would think Wild would be in the Wild category, because, you know, they're the same word. But nope. I don't know who's behind that marketing decision, but,
I think it might have been, it used to be, because the waitress I was talking to was, like, saying they changed the recipe, like, every year, so.
Oh, really?
And maybe at one point it was in the Wild category, and then they were like, oh, this is too hot for Wild. Gotta bump it up.
Thing is, though, like, I mean, I guess maybe for, like, ordinary people it's too spicy for Wild, but, like, it's not that spicy. I'm sorry. It's spicy, it's good. But it's not that spicy. Like, I've had, like, you're talking to someone who's had Death Wings and Carolina Reaper wings, I can't speak. You know.
Yeah, I think the pepper that they used for that one was habanero.
Which isn't that spicy.
But even so, like, it's not the spiciest one. It's one that is, like, kind of spicy.
Don't they have
if you gave someone a habanero and they're like, oh, this is spicy, you would be like, no, it's not, you idiot.
Yeah. Don't they have, like, a Reaper one? It's, like, the spiciest one they got is a Reaper.
Yeah, they have, it's called, like, Blazin'.
Blazin', that's what it is. It's mixed with Reapers, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had that, because I don't really find myself at Buffalo Wild Wings that often. I really go to, like, there's some mom-and-pop shops near me that make some really good wings, and we kind of just stick to those places, but... For chains, I've heard they're pretty good. I haven't honestly really been there too much. I know a little bit about them, because I know a lot of friends that go there. And it'd honestly be a nice place to, like, if, like, our, let's say our friend group was in the same place for once, which would be interesting and very rare. That'd be a place to be like, hey, let's go hang out there. You know, like, it'd be a nice spot to just chill with friends and talk with them and stuff. Although it is quite loud. I know it is quite loud, so it might be hard to hear each other, but, you know.
Yeah, when it gets crowded, it was not insanely crowded, especially not where we was at, but it was a good amount of people there.
Because... Like, if it's busy, yes, but also on game days, it'd also be really loud.
Yeah.
So, like, I would like, if we were all in the same town, I wouldn't go on a game day. I'd go on, like, a non-game day. Gotta be strategic about it. So, did you only get wings, or was that just your appetizer, or did you have that as, like, a main course?
I got a burger.
Nice. Their burgers do look pretty decent from the ads I've seen, but, sometimes the ads make them look better than they actually are. It all depends.
The one I had was really good.
Nice. Was it just like, because they also, don't they have like a ghost kitchen called Wild Burger? That's also like, it's burgers specifically from Wild Wings, but they have it marked as like its own restaurant. I've seen them on Grubhub, and I've never been that interested to try it. Because I'm like, I'd rather just get it from the place that's not pretending to be a different place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it might be a spinoff chain. I don't know.
Spinoff chain? isn't spinoff reserved for games?
I don't know. I say because it's like movie spinoffs, shows spinoffs, book spinoffs. I feel like there can be spinoffs of anything.
I mean, I've heard. Like, I guess media is what I should say because books and like songs that kind of go in that media category. I've never heard like, oh yeah, you know that's Chuck E. Cheese. That's a spinoff of this. Never heard that term before. But you know,
I guess it's technically what people would use. I don't know. Like, there's the payment company that is whatever owns a lot of things, and then they also own something else.
Yeah. Either way, I'm sure it could be used. I'm just giving you a hard time. Speaking of birthdays, this isn't a birthday themed episode, by the way. I probably could have been smart and done that, but also, you can only do so many birthday themed episodes because you kind of just talk about birthdays. I mean, you've kind of already done that. So, because there's literally an episode called Birthday Party where me and John did this, not last year, I think that was the year before. That was 2022. Because it's a really old, I think it's a really old episode, so I want to say 2022. Because I don't think we did it last year. I think we just made note of it, but we didn't have a birthday themed episode. Because similar to Thanksgiving, like, I love Thanksgiving and all, but, like, there's only so many episodes you can do with that, you know? So, right. Same thing with this year, we won't have one.
Right. I was going to say, I feel like if we were going to do it, it would be, like, a few years down the line, it'd be, like, talking about our experience with birthdays when we're a bit older.
Yeah. That and, like, ever since the going shopping episode, I've been tempted to, like, put something in where, like, if we, like, film a birthday party, not film, because we're not, this is a podcast, but, like, record, like, a birthday party at, like, a Chuck E. Cheese or something. Like, obviously, I'd wait till, like, John gets a job so he can, like, because it's not that he's poor or anything, but in the sense that he's not having to spend money on the podcast, because that is technically what the... what it is you're going out of your way to go do something. So it'd be something, number one, I'd want planned ahead of time, and also I'd want to do it when job has a John. I don't know what's happening today. What's that? I've had two cups of coffee, okay? Leave me alone. But when John has a job, was what I was trying to say. Because then, like, it won't be too bad. It won't be as worse as it is now when John has to go out of his way to spend that kind of money. Whereas when he has a job, he can put some money aside just for that. So, yeah. But it'd be, that's like John said, that'd be like years and years in advance. Or not in advance, sorry, but like years and years down the line. Because there's no need for that right now. It's just an idea that'd be floating around. But ever since that episode, I've been thinking about more ways to kind of like build off that idea. Because I think it's an episode that works if you're willing to listen to it. Because obviously, there's nothing we can do about background noise. Although John had something that made it so that you could only really hear him. I don't know what he had, because I used the exact same software, the voice memos. Not sponsored by Apple, of course, because they don't give money to anybody. But I don't know, because I had background noise, and I was fond of background noise, because that's the type of episode where it's almost half the fun listening to what people are saying as you're walking by. Like, there was a conversation I walked by towards the end where, like, they were talking about someone cheating. I made the joke of, like, scandalous, like... it was just really funny. It's like half the fun listening to like random conversations as you're walking by.
Every now and then when I'm in public and I overhear a conversation, I'm like, that's an interesting conversation. I hang out here a little while and I listen to the rest of it.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I just kept walking because I was in the aisles and stuff. But
right.
I'm like, that's hilarious, because I don't think they were talking like in a giddy manner. So I don't think they were actually talking about cheating. Like cheating in a relationship. They were talking about, like, cheating on something else, but it was really funny, because I only heard that context of it. But yeah, so I think it's a really fun episode if you're willing to listen to it. If that's not an episode I'd recommend listening to while trying to go to sleep, because I know there's been people that have emailed me that say they listen to it while they try to sleep, which is great, and good for you, but that's not one of those episodes I would, to me, envision you wanting to listen to while going to sleep. Like, you hear the constant noise of the machines, constant noise of, like, picking up bags and stuff. I mean, if you were into ASMR, like, that type of stuff, then cool. But to me, I wouldn't see that as a good vessel for that. I think there's way better. I think there's way better episodes like that where you can, go to sleep with it. Because my personal one, I don't really listen to the podcast when going to sleep. But this one time, I was lying in bed. It was a super long day. I was just trying to stretch out. So I was laying in bed and I was listening to the Halloween episode where we tell scary stories. And I fell asleep. Accidentally, but I fell asleep. So that's one of those ones that I feel like is more centered for that type of purpose. But I think outside of that, it's a really good episode. I'm very happy with it. And feel free to email me and email us about different ideas you might have. Because, you know, we're not going to do everything. But it's one of those ideas that I don't think really anyone's done from what I've seen. Because normal podcast settings are just what we're doing right now. We're two people sitting in a room, right? Because I've checked, obviously I check Undistractable just to make sure we're not trying to copy them too much. And also I should really get back into listening to them because they're hilarious, but it's just time-wise I keep forgetting. There's a couple of other podcasts that are in our same sort of niche that I check up on. Not necessarily listen to, but make sure that we're not copying them in a certain way and make sure that, we're staying not in trends, because we don't really follow trends. Because following trends, and I've learned this from other podcasters, following trends isn't always the right answer. You should stick in your in whatever niche you go. Because if you try and follow every single trend, you're a podcast that's basically for nobody, if that makes sense. That's why every podcast has a specific niche. But I look at their podcasts, and I'm like, oh, to see if they've done anything like that before. And I've not seen an episode like the John and Ethan Literally Go Shopping episode before. So I'm very happy with it. I'm tempted off the idea of like doing a birthday party episode, which I'd have to look at the details of that. And again, that'd be really far down the line. But like just like going to a clothing store or something, like just going shopping part two. But if we do a part two, I'd want it to be an episode where John's in town, or like I'm in where John is or something, which I don't know why I'd be there, but where we could go together. Because then there's no social anxiety, because I don't have social anxiety necessarily, but it is weird to kind of be talking to yourself when you're shopping. And but if me and John are in the same store together, there's no what's the word? There's no, I can't think today. Whatever the word is, there's no like problem with that, because if people are like questioning, oh, why are those two talking together? They're walking, they're shopping together, and they're talking to each other. Insane. They're crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like nobody
talks to each other. These
yeah, nobody's gonna look at us and be like, why are they talking to each other? Like no one's doing that. But they might be looking at us being like, why are they talking to their phone right now? Because I guess like if I saw someone doing that, I'm like, oh, they're just talking to they have the phone with someone. But even still, I still got a couple weird looks when I was doing it. But I'm one of those people that I don't necessarily care. But I think it'd make, like, if we do a part two, I'd want it to be in that type of setting where me and John are together, we're shopping together type of thing.
Right. Yeah, I would say as well as that one is, if you're in the same spot and you're, like, there's more opportunity for humor, I would say. Yes. I don't know what was going on. You know, I still haven't listened to it. Is it out yet?
It's not out yet, so you can't listen to it.
I can't listen to it. But I don't know what was going on your end. On my end, it was just like, oh, I'm buying stuff.
Yeah, no, I because I went in for more than just the stuff that was challenge related. I went in for, what did I go in for? I don't know. You'll have to listen to the episode. So, clarification, it's out for you guys, obviously, because these are in episodic order. For us, they're pre-recorded, so they're not. It's actually this Friday, this coming Friday for us is when that goes out. But yeah, since it's pre-recorded, it's not out for us just yet. But it is for you guys, so.
So if you haven't listened to it, go check it out.
And what are you doing? It's a great episode. But I do want to say I appreciate you guys for listening to the Order Up episode. That episode has done amazingly. It did amazing in the first 24 hours. It's like, it didn't beat the record holder, for being like the most viewed in a 24 hour period. But it did almost beat it. So it's our second most popular episode in the first 24 hours, which is awesome. So thank you guys so much for listening to that one. I personally enjoyed it because it had my, it had the co-stars in it, which were, or guest stars in it, which were awesome. So, like I said, if you like those guest stars episodes, more to come soon. I plan to have a lot of guest stars on. I'm trying to get someone that's really special on as well. It's just they're so busy. They're an actor, so they're so busy. So it's hard to get them, but we're trying to work on it. They're very interested in coming on because they've listened to a couple of episodes and they like that we're like a kind of humor-centric podcast, so they're kind of interested in that. So they're trying to make it work. We're just trying to have a time frame that works for both of us, if that makes sense. Because we can conform a little bit, but at the same time, there's days that doesn't work for me anymore because of that kind of stuff. John doesn't have days where it works for him because he's at school right now. So we still have to find a time that works for everybody. And that is more difficult than on the surface. But yeah, keep getting excited because I love those types of episodes where it's not just me and John. I mean, I love John, don't get me wrong. But I like it when it's a little bit different too. So.
Right. Yeah, this is more of a interesting dynamic when there's like a couple other people who are new. For
right,
sure.
Exactly, yep. And if you missed our previous guest star episodes, I think it was just Axel, because John had a bunch of like streamer friends, but their timing didn't work out too well for them. We were going to have some of those guys on, which would have been cool. But like I said, it's all about timing. We got to get people that are able to meet us at a certain point. If they can't, that's fine. It's just we can't get them on. But it's a difficulty of... podcasting, you got it. All the time has to work together, which is hard sometimes, especially when people are really busy. Like some of the people John was trying to get are like busier than him, he said. So obviously that wasn't gonna work in certain aspects. But yeah, as for me, I guess I went to a farmer's market Today, I was recording this for you guys when this comes out. It has nothing to do with anything. But I found a book vendor there, and I love, been going to the, like, the farmer's market and stuff. Because I love, like, supporting, I keep calling it Mindy authors. If you guys have a word, there's a word for them, I think, but I'm not remembering what that word is. But I call them indie book writers, because people that are not connected to a super big corporation type of thing. And I walked up to the stand, I'm like, hey, are these your books? He's like, yep, absolutely. And he had a whole series. I'm like, oh, dude, this is awesome. The one I grabbed was a sci-fi crime one, which I thought was really interesting. So it's like a sci-fi, but it's also like a murder mystery type of thing. And I'm like, that sounds really cool. So I grabbed one, and it was only like $12, which $12 for a book is pretty good, especially for the size that I got, because I want to say it's like 350 pages. If you go to Barnes & Noble and try to find a book that's $12, you're going to walk out sad. Unless you get like a children's book or something. Because no flack on Barnes & Noble, because I love shopping there, but their books are pretty pricey. So it's been an interesting week, and also I go on vacation. I go on vacation in about a week here. I'll be there in about a week. For me, not for you guys. For you guys, I'm probably already there, because this comes down to 2 weeks. So yeah, I'd already be there. So I can't speak for everyone, but this year has been super draining mentally. So I'm just trying to, it's going to be a nice vacation to not really think about it a lot for a while. So but yeah, I'm going to skip headlines. I didn't really think to grab one. I might grab one while I'm working on, because for me and John, we're pre-recording two today. So I might have one ready for next episode, but I didn't think to grab one for this episode. So I'm going to go ahead and skip that one, I guess. Plus, we talked a while for the talking thing there. But my creator showcase today is someone that I guess I haven't recommended yet, because I did double check. At least I don't think so, unless I missed an episode where I did it. But they deserve some recognition, because they are an indie studio. They have a good amount of subscribers, but they are an indie studio, and they're putting out some great work. Glitch Productions. You might have heard of their name before, because they are they're partly responsible for the Amazing Digital Circus, which is an amazing show. It's on Netflix right now. I think they're getting it on Prime, though, so if you don't have Netflix, but you do have Amazon Prime, don't worry. I think it's coming to that soon. But they're also on YouTube, which is free. So that's where I personally watch it myself. It's an amazing show. You might, on the surface, it kind of looks like a kid's show, but it's absolutely not. It's an amazing show. It has some really powerful themes in it, some really dark themes in it too. And it's an awesome show. So if you haven't watched it yet, or you found an excuse, or you haven't found an excuse to watch it yet, go do it. It's amazing. It's not that much of a commitment. They're like 20-minute episodes. And they're super awesome, and the voice actors are amazing. So yeah, go check it out. But they're also responsible for Murder Drones and some more stuff coming out. And it's a really awesome studio. So go check them out. Glitch Productions is the name. They're on YouTube. They do have socials as well, like Facebook, or not Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like that kind of stuff. But their main shows and stuff is on YouTube. So yeah, go check them out. So with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time. Now, you've read the title. You guys already know what's happening. But John, do you hear the bells ringing?
No.
Damn it. My plane didn't work. Do you hear the bells ringing now?
I think I hear a little bit of ringing, yeah.
That might be just your tinnitus, but because I'm not even ringing any bells. So welcome to the game show time. And more specifically, welcome to the season finale of Name That Game, which I'm just calling season 3. I'm not going to call it a season finale. But welcome to Name That Game season 3, Flabzexy Gaming Edition. Welcome to the final season of the popular game show Name That Game. With the first episode and second one being such great successes, I felt like it was a high time to give it one final send-off. You'll be given a badly but accurate definition of a game, and it will be up to you to decide what game it's talking about. As you might remember, points are kind of not present in this game show, leaving money as the form of currency. In this season, though, we'll be switching it up just a little bit. You might be wondering how this version of the game show is related to meat. Well, in the previous seasons, you were given games that were described poorly from a variety of different games and titles. This time, however, you'll only be given games that are featured or have been featured on the amazing, astounding, incredible, might I add, YouTube channel Flabzexy Gaming. This creates a sense of challenge as some games featured on that amazing channel, wink wink, are small indie games. Just like previous seasons, you can spend some money to buy a perk or activate the wheel. Buying the perks can buy you a competitive advantage or allow you to figure out the answer you would have otherwise not have known. Let's see those perks. So the perks we got is buying the first two letters, which is $5, buying the first three letters, which is $7, buying the first word of the game, which is $12, or you can spin some wheels. So you can spin the fortune wheel, which is $5, or spin the misfortune wheel, which is only $1, and I'll get into that in a second. All the perks are pretty self-explanatory, but the wheel leaves room for interpretation, so here's a list of all the possible perks you can get via the fortune wheel. So we got game genre revealed, game creator revealed, you can win $3, you can double your money, or you can lose $5. That's the only bad thing on the fortune wheel. And here's the Wheel of Misfortune. It might be cheap in a gamble, but if you win, you can win big. So here's the things on the Misfortune Wheel. You can lose $2, lose $5, lose $10, you can deactivate perks, or you can Thanos Snap, or you can win $30. So that's the only good thing on there. Most of the Misfortune Wheel is up.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Explanatory, but let me explain a couple of them. The deactivate perks misfortune does not mean you can never use perks again. Instead, perks will be disabled on the next round. I mean, you can't buy any, and if you already have one, you can't use it. The Thanos Snap misfortune means that on the next round, only half of the description will be read to you. The rest of the misfortunes are exactly what they say they are. You are, of course, allowed to buy multiple perks per round if you wish to do so. If you answer a question right, you get $20. If you miss a question, you get placed into a Hunger Games arena and must fight to the death for a chance of redemption. Just kidding. Maybe. You will be asked if you want to buy a perk before the question is asked. Now, as you are playing by your lonesome, there's no opponent to try and beat. That being said, in order to win this game show and be crowned the victor, you'll need to beat the high score of $300. If you fail to do so, you'll be a loser forever. Guess the name of the game, use the perks to blitz ahead, and beat that high score. Good luck. So, Jeevans Feebins, that was a lot. Do you have any questions or concerns?
I do not. I have many concerns, but I'm good for now.
You have many concerns, but you don't feel like asking about them? Or like, well, it's a good
thing. Yes, elaborate.
Elaborate, yeah, that's the word. Listen, I've had two cups of coffee. Leave me alone. do you understand the wheels? Because the wheels are honestly, to me, the most complicated part of that. Do you understand what each wheel is about?
It's a gamble with high, low stakes, high reward, low stakes, low reward, and high stakes, high reward.
No, you were right the first time. It's like low stakes, because the fortune wheel is like low stakes, because the only bad thing on there is losing $5 or whatever. And it's high reward, whereas the misfortune wheel that one is high stakes, high reward. So you were right technically both times. But either way, you get it. The misfortune wheel, like, you might be like, oh, I don't want to know if I want to spin that. But if you're a really big gambler, you could win $30, because it only costs you $1 to spin the misfortune wheel. But it does cost $5 to spin the fortune wheel. So, and of course, you just have the simplistic perk you can buy right out, which is buy $2, 3 letters, and the first word. So, but, all right, John, are you ready for the first question, my dude?
Sure.
All right, game number one. A man commits several crimes and gets rich, all while being a pacifist.
Hmm. So no murder, but crimes are allowed.
Yes.
So I know you played Siege Simulator, and you do commit crimes. You can't murder anybody, so we got two things. It's the getting rich one, because I'm pretty sure, like, you die at the end of that, right? I don't know, it's been a while.
I haven't been in the game yet.
I don't know, maybe I'm making that up. Who knows? What was the spoiler? Who's to say? So there's that one. That's what my mind immediately went to. There's also, I mean, Boomin, you commit crimes, get rich, and you don't kill anyone, you just run away. But I feel like that one is, I mean, if it's describing that one, then it's very poor, because it's like, well, you could have said other things, you know?
It does say several crimes as well.
Several crimes. So this Thief Simulator, right, you steal, you stalk people, that's a crime.
Yep.
You take their cars, you break and enter.
You also can destroy property.
Utilize. Destruction of property. So there's a lot of crimes in that one. So I'm going to go with Thief Simulator. I think that's a good one.
All right, you locking in Thief Simulator?
Yeah.
That is correct. So you just won yourself 20 buckaroonies. All right, perfect. All right, so since you now have money, would you like to spend any?
So yeah, $20. You know what? I'm going to go for the Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune? So you want to spend $5 to Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm a gambler,
I got you.
But not that big of a gambler.
Not so much you want to do the Misfortune Wheel just yet. All right.
Exactly.
Name that game Fortune Wheel. Let's spin the wheel. Now, obviously, you guys can't see the wheel, so I'll just tell you what it lands on. Let's see what we get. Ooh, it just passed double money. Okay, it just passed the. I was worried it was going to hit lose $5, but it just passed that. So it's double money. So if you get this question right, you get 40 buckaroonies. So might want to get some
money.
So, game number two. Several primates trapped in spherical orbs roll around, obtain potassium, injure numerous life forms, and travel to space.
Okay, so there's a lot going on there. my immediate thought was, I think it's Super Monkey Ball, and that's the name of the game. I don't know if you played that. I haven't seen it on your channel, but that doesn't mean you haven't. It just means that I'm a bad viewer and need to watch more of your content.
I'm trying to think if I should allow you to go on my channel and like hit the playlist tab and stuff, but I'm worried there might be that like some of them would be too easy if you could do that.
Right.
Yeah, no, I won't allow it because you can buy perks and stuff that can make it easier. So I'm not gonna allow that. That's against the rules. You crime. You can get put in jail if you do that.
Oh yeah. So there's that. So can I hear the hint again?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Several primates trapped in spherical orbs roll around, obtain potassium, injure numerous life forms, and travel to space.
I'm trying to think of if there's anything else that would fit that description. See, you obtain potassium, obviously you get in bananas for the monkeys. You're in balls.
I love balls.
And you go to space.
Yep, they travel to space, whatever this is talking about.
Go to space, so that's the thing, you know. I'm going to say Super Monkey Ball because I honestly can't think of anything else.
Okay. So there are subtitles for the games. So I'll let you know what those are just because you might not have even really played this franchise. Super Monkey Ball is the name of the first game, but keep in mind the first game was on like the freaking Atari or something. Then there's Super Monkey Ball Mania, and then Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz, and then there's the new one, which I personally don't know what that's called.
Okay, so it's not that one. That's a solid.
It's a pretty good assumption.
Is that you would probably know the name of a game if you played it.
Yeah.
Who knows? So Super Monkey Ball Mania.
Yeah, the Super Monkey Ball Mania. There's Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz, and then there's Super Monkey Ball, just the first one, technically.
Right, so I don't think it would be the first one. Because I feel like I remember watching a video a billion years ago about games that, like, there's like a void. It's just like the game, and then around the game is a void of nothingness.
Right.
I feel like they were talking about Super Monkey Ball, but they would. We're like, oh, in this other game, you go to space. But I can't remember which one it was. I'm going to go Super Monkey Ball Mania. That's what I'm thinking.
All right, locking in Super Monkey Ball Mania?
Yeah.
That is unfortunate because it's Banana Blitz was the one. So in Mania, as far as I can tell, I haven't honestly played the full game. But in Mania, I'm not totally sure they go to space. Because in Banana Blitz, there's an entire world. Like, you can think of like Super Mario World. There's a world dedicated to space, and also at the end of the game, when you beat the boss, they go to space in a giant spaceship. Well, not a spaceship, but, well, actually, no, because it's like a pirate ship, but it's in space. So it's a spaceship. So you know what? It still works. Shut up. But unfortunately, so you don't lose any money for getting it wrong, but you did not get $40. So your double money was, well, you technically lost $5 because you spent it on the wheel, but that is a shame. But, would you like to spend more money?
You know? I would like to spend more money.
All right, what would you like to buy?
Is there I can't remember if you said this, because I remember that being an option before. Is there a multiple choice one?
No, that is a... That might have been in Season 2. That also is in a different game show, so I'm not sure if I'm remembering that from this game show or the other one. But I did take away first slot, because first slot was like, you could answer before your opponent, but because you don't have an opponent, I got rid of that. And I replaced it with the Misfortune Wheel. So I don't think there was... Right. Maybe I'm thinking of a different game show where there was a multiple choice. Because I only took away the first slot power-up. So unless that was just like a feature. Yeah, I don't know. But there is a first two letters, first three letters, and then the first word if you wanted one of those.
Okay, so we'll go with the first two letters. How about that?
First two letters? Okay, first two letters is five buckaroonies. Is that all right?
All right, let's spend the $5.
All right, I will give you the first $5. I'll give you the first $5. Listen, you be quiet.
All right, I got $5.
Nice. You made $0 on this purchase. Okay, so I will just send it to you, obviously, in Discord. So these are the first two letters. So there you go.
Interesting.
All right, so game number three. A man gets invited and lured to a death trap by a not-so-friendly friend who sent him a letter.
Okay, so this is a death trap. Not-so-friendly friend who sent him a letter. I wonder if, feel like this is one that I'd be like, either, oh, that one, of course. Or I'd be like, I've never played that game.
I mean, this probably won't help you very much, but you should have heard of this game. If you haven't, I'm going to walk over to Virginia and punch myself.
All right, well, lots of money then. That's in a letter by a not-so-friendly friend. And of course, I know the first two letters, I guess I can say them, because... I'm not going to say them, because maybe people want to be playing at home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Since the third guy's not here and John's kind of playing by him as lonesome, you guys can play along with him and see what your high score would be. Now, obviously, you can't buy perks, but just play without... You don't need the handicap. You play without the handicap, see how far you can get, because like I said, you don't lose any money if you get it wrong, so just add 20 every time you get a question right, and let us know what your high score was at the end.
Okay.
Someone gets like $700. Do they get every question right? It's like, I've played every video game on the face of the earth.
I know exactly what that is. That is this game that nobody's ever heard of.
I was going to say, there are some really, because they're from my channel and I play a lot of indie games, there are some really minute ones. I mean, the first couple are pretty decent sized games, but as they go along, it gets harder and harder. So this one should be easy for you, supposedly.
Well, allegedly, it should be easy for me.
Right.
Which is why I'm saying, like, oh, it's probably going to be one that I'm like, oh, of course, why did I see it?
I mean, to understand the prompt, you would have need to play the game, which I don't know if you did or not. But it's a game that made the headlines, so you should know about it.
Jonathan Blanks for this one. It made the headlines. It's definitely notable, for sure.
It's notable enough to have, like, plushies and stuff. In stores.
I was just using my hint, because I'm like, I don't freaking know. And the game that I came to mind, never played it, so I could be like way off the mark, because it'd be just a different game. I'm going to go Bendy and the Ink Machine.
Okay, so you're going with that? You want to lock it in?
I'm locking it in.
Alright, that is correct. Bendy and the Ink Machine was the right answer. So yeah, I knew you, so you've heard of the game, you just haven't played it.
Yeah, I've heard of the game, but I've never played it myself. I've seen some streamers that I watch play it, but when I'm in a streamer's Twitch chat, I'm not really paying attention to the game, just like enjoying the conversation.
That's honestly fair, that's kind of what I do. Because like, I've joined your streams on like Kingdom Hearts crap, and I'm like, I don't give two hoots about this game, but I'm here for John, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, you know what? I would play the first one, and Chapter 3 kind of sucks a bunch of booty, but, like, besides that, the game's kind of really... It's pretty fun, and it's not that long. It's, like, if you try to do everything, it might be, like, 4 to 5 hours. Otherwise, it's, like, less. So it's a pretty decent game to stream or something. I'd play it myself if I was you, but... yeah, I'd play the first one. I've heard the second one isn't that good, and I think there's a third one coming out. But, and like I said, Chapter 3 kind of sucks a bunch of booty cheeks, but because it's like the entire chapter, this isn't a spoiler, the entire chapter is a fetch quest. That's basically all Chapter 3 is. So once you get past Chapter 3, it gets better, but yeah.
Right.
So All right, moving on to game number four. Would you like to buy some stuff? You do have $30 in your bank account.
You know, I do like the gambling of the Wheel of Fortune, so I'm going to go with that one.
Wheel of Fortune, I got you. We can say that on the air because that's not coined anything. Well, it's going to the show, so I can't name an episode of Wheel of Fortune, just like I can't name a Jeopardy, but we can say it in passing because that's how free speech works. Okay, spinning the Wheel of Fortune. Let's see what you get. So last time he got double money. I'm curious what he gets this time. Now, he could lose money, but that's only the bad thing on here. So, and it's going to pass it again, so it's not that. Is it seriously going to be double money again? All right, it's double money again, John. You get a second chance. So,
second chance of the $40.
Second chance of $40. I mean, $40 is pretty good if you can get it. So, all right, game number four. A rookie cop travels to the Midwest and tries to stop a crazy call by starting a civil war.
Okay. So, rookie cop.
Yep.
Midwest. Crazy cold. Civil war.
Pretty much,
that's what we got going. So, I'm thinking this is probably a game I haven't played. Only game that I know of that I've played that I can think of that you play as a rookie cop is Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, I can say with confidence
you're not playing that. So I think my mind initially goes to one of the Far Cry games.
Interesting.
Which one? Because it's like a bunch of them. I'm guessing not Primal, because I'm pretty sure that one is like, it's Primal.
That one's like in the Stone Age, and also I haven't played that one, so. I'm just going to give you that. Because I've talked about... So I'm not going to give you the answer because honestly, on this very podcast, in a couple different episodes, I've talked about which games I have played. So, just use that noggin of yours because the good part of me wants to tell you which ones I played because it doesn't really help you because it's, I mean, it would a little bit, but technically I've already said it. So you got to use that noggin of yours.
Yeah, I got to think back. The only ones I really remember you talking about is 4 and 5. I imagine you probably played more than 4 and 5. You probably played the first 3 as well. Or at least one of them. I'm going to go Far Cry 4.
You locking in Far Cry 4?
Yep.
Ouch, that's painful again because it's Far Cry 5.
Dang it. It's always like between two of them. And I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna that one. It's like, no, it's you're wrong.
I got a little worried when you said the first 3 because 1 and 2 aren't playable in this day and age unless you own the older console because they never got ported. Yeah. Far Cry, so I played 4, 5, and 6. Now 6 is like you're just like a, honestly don't remember. Well, the main character is kind of just like an outcast and he kind of starts a revolution, whatever. 4 is you're like the bad guy. You're like his nephew or something. I forgot how the family tree works there. In 5, you're just like, you're a rookie cop, you're not really associated with anybody until you get there, and then you literally try and stop them by starting a civil war. So, because you kind of, in that game, you kind of rally everyone against them and that kind of thing. So.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Okay.
Damn, lost the money again. So, all right.
Then it was a 50-50 again, too, because the other one I was like, it's definitely between these two.
Yep. I was hoping you'd say 5, because I've talked about 5 the most, so I was hoping that you might remember that one a bit more, but...
Yeah, that one, it was like, he's talked a lot about 5, but, you know, you never know, there could be 4.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of do start a civil war in 4 as well, but you don't start, there's not a crazy cult or anything. And it's not in the Midwest, that's like in modern day India, basically. All right. Game number five. Would you like to spend anything before we move on?
You know what? We'll go gambling again because I want to get more Lucky Wheel items that isn't failure.
Okay, so you want to spin the wheel again?
Yep.
All right, it's $5 deducted. We'll spend, if it's double money again, you need to go to Vegas immediately because that's the third time this has happened. I mean, there's only so many things on this wheel, but it'd be really funny. You can't do this three times in a row. You just can't. Okay, game genre revealed. It's at least a little bit different.
Can't keep getting away with this.
This might not help you, though. I mean, it will, but it won't at the same time. It's a pretty common genre on this channel, so have fun with that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so game number five. I mean, this might help you. Honestly, it might just a little bit. Game number five. Men try to get filthy rich by exploiting the damned.
So, exploiting the damned and getting rich.
Yes.
So, that's what I got going with. And I know it's a horror game. I guess I spoiled that for those people at home, but oh well.
I mean, with context clues, they probably could have figured it out, especially if they know my channel.
Right, right. I'm gonna say Goomin, because I can't think of anything that would really fit that isn't something like Goomin.
Okay, so you want to lock in Goomin?
I'm locking it in.
That is correct! So, Goomin is correct. I was hoping you'd get that one purely because, even if you didn't have the horror, the theme there, I explicitly say men try to get filthy rich because the name of the game is Boo Men, and you can play as a female. I know that, but it's just, it was one of those things I snuck in there to try and hopefully help you get to the answer there. But there you go, so now you're up to $40. Mm-hmm. So, game number six, would you like to spend anything?
Well, you know me, I'm a low stakes gambler, so I'm gonna do the lucky wheel again.
Lucky wheel again, man. John likes this wheel, alright. Let's see what you get. If you spin the wheel like on every question and you somehow don't get the lose money, I'll be surprised. At that point, you need to go to Vegas. And we'll see what happens. Ooh, okay. It loves double money because it's going to be double money again. Ooh, it was almost lose $5, though. It almost ticked over. But it's double money again, man. It really wants you to win this double money. It really wants you to do it.
He gave you three chances. That's enough. You're going to lose the money.
You lose double money. All right, game number six. Several low-poly humanoids fight for their life on a goblin-infested island.
Okay, so, I mean, it's got to be Muck, right? I'm not even going to debate it, right? It's Muck.
Are you locking that in?
I'm locking it in.
He has done it, ladies and gentlemen. He has doubled his money, which means he gets 40 buckaroonies because Muck was the answer. So there you go. So,
sorry, if I heard... Like, if someone's like, oh, what's this game? And you're like, it's Muck. He's like, oh, did you describe it? He gave that description. I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bad... It is, to me, a bad description of it. I would describe it a bit more differently than this, but...
Right.
It's not a good description. It's just... It's an okay... But there you go. So game number seven, you have $75 in your bank account right now. Would you like to spend some money?
I'm going to go with the first two letters this time.
First two letters, I got you. These are very interesting first two letters, so I'm very curious what you're going to do with these. Those are the first two letters. So we'll see what happens. They're very niche first two letters. That's why I'm curious what's going to happen. So game number seven. A young kid drops out of school and tries to become internet famous.
Let's see. Drops it. Okay. Interesting. The letters are like... really interesting for what they are, because I don't know of any games that would start with those two letters.
Yeah, they're very niche first two letters.
I know this. I don't know if you've played it, but my mind goes to YouTuber Simulator. I don't know if they drop out of school for that. Like, I've never played the game. I know some type of simulator games have like a tiny bit of a story.
Yeah,
and maybe you drop out of school. I don't know. I don't even know if you played YouTube Simulator. I think you have. I feel like I remember seeing a thumbnail. Like, we're doing this. We're playing YouTube. I'm like, oh, interesting. I can't think of anything else, so I'm going to go with YouTube Simulator.
So, if you're going to go with that, the full name is YouTuber's Life Simulator, if that's what you're going with.
Dang. YouTuber's Life Simulator.
Are you locking that in?
Yep.
That is correct. YouTuber's Life Simulator. So there you go. We got 20 more buckaroonies. So you're up to $90 now. So there you go. Yeah, I have played it. I haven't finished the game just yet, but I have done it. So dropping out is an optional choice. It's not a story choice, but it's an optional choice. And that's why it's kind of a bad description of this game, because obviously
it's like you can do that. You can. You might play through the game and not have
that happen. Because you can finish school, and then you do lose a lot of money doing that way. So we play the game by dropping out, and which is real life, don't do that. But in the game, it was much more beneficial to drop out, save the money, and then go to like start courses on like your video editing skills and like that kind of stuff. So that's why the simulator's in there, because it is like a simulator type game. So, all right, moving on to game number 8. Would you like to spend anything?
I will go with the Lucky Wheel, I think.
Lucky Wheel again. All right, let's do it. Back down to 85. Let's see what it, if it gives you double money again. I'm gonna cry. Either laughter or tears.
Come on, man. You got this.
It's giving you 3 chances at this point. There's like, how many things? 6 things on this wheel? There's no chance. This reel's rigged. This is absolute. Okay. This reel's rigged. It's double money again, John. You got to get it at some point. You got to get it at some point.
You know, if you guess enough games with double money, eventually you're going to get double money.
Yeah. All right, this one might trip you up, so I am a little concerned. But here we go, game number 8. A narcissistic rogue AI tricks young girl into making them destroy a whole government facility.
Okay, so that makes me think of Portal. Now, I feel like, I've played Portal 1, and that kind of does happen. I don't know if that happens to Portal 2, because I only played the co-op of that one.
Oh, you only played the co-op?
Yeah, I never played the main story. I was like, oh yeah, it's dope for this game. I guess I had recently started like playing games online with a friend, and they're like, oh, this has a co-op, we should play that, because we both have it, because we both have like nothing. Yeah. And I didn't have that many Steam games at the time, so
maybe. Oh, I see. No, that's definitely, I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny what the answer is, but like Portal 2's main story is awesome. Like, I had a blast playing the main story.
But for that reason, I'm going to go with Portal 1.
Portal 1, you said?
Yes.
That is a shame, John, and you have lost double money once again because it's Portal 2. So.
Dang.
Yeah, so the reason I said I was going to trip you up is because of Portal 1. Portal 1, you kind of do something similar, but in Portal 2, in Portal 1, you don't destroy the whole facility, you just kind of destroy the main part. In Portal 2, mm-hmm. like it starts off the game with the facility that's destroyed in the one you're in. Now, I'm not going to spoil much, but as you go through the game, you kind of just decimate everything.
Okay. So if I had played 2, I'd be like, oh, you know what? That seems to be more accurate because of that. But
Portal 1 was also an answer in the first season, so I also didn't know if you would remember that. But game number 9, do you want to spend any money?
You know what? I will restrain myself from spending money this time.
Yeah, you raw dogging it this round?
Go in raw dogging it, yeah.
I see. All right, well, here's game number 9 then. Guy stuck on a ghost ship gets pursued by monsters and has to run around looking for an escape route.
So, I can't remember if you ever made a video on Monstrum, because Monstrum was a game we were going to play again, and then it wasn't multiplayer, only the second one is. And now that doesn't have a multiplayer anymore, apparently. So,
yeah, they shut the game down because, you know, people don't feel like leaving servers up anymore.
Yeah. So that's what it sounds like. Because I played a little bit of Monstrum. And actually, a long time ago, I realized this as I was playing it. A long time ago, I watched a streamer friend of mine play it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go down because I can't think of, like, maybe Sea of Thieves, but that's not really what that's about anyway, so.
So you're going with Monstrum?
Monstrum. Monstrum, locking it in.
That is correct. So, Monstrum, the first one is correct. So, you're up to $105. You've reached triple digits. So, there you go. Yeah, also, nice. I haven't played Sea of Thieves, and I don't really plan to.
I played a little bit of it. It seems like it could be interesting, but I couldn't get
it. Yeah, it's not one of those games I can just tell on the servers I couldn't get into it. Yeah, Monstrum, honestly, it's a little frustrating because the monster uses one of those mechanics where it kind of always knows your general location and it just kind of follows you everywhere. That kind of pisses me off. But besides that, it's honestly a really good game. I would recommend anyone go play it. I think it's like $5 if you don't have it yet. It's awesome. And now it is not multiplayer, and it's honestly a really scary game because the one monster in particular, like, runs at you, and it's terrifying. And he can, like, break doors down. It's awful. But it is also, like, almost like a puzzle game because you do have to collect things. It's like a puzzle survival horror game, if that makes sense. And you kind of have to do, like, a boss fight to get out of there. Not, like, a traditional boss fight, but it's, like, a untraditional boss fight to get out of there. It's awesome. So, fully recommend it to anybody. If you're into those types of games. If you hate horror games, I would not play it because it is quite scary. But all right, game number 10. John, are you going spending some money or are you raw-dogging it again?
Yeah, you know what? I'll spend it on the lucky wheel. One of these days, it's going to land on double money, and I'm going to get it. So, gotta just keep putting money into the hole and hope I get something out of it.
Yeah, let's spin the wheel once again. Okay, it's not double money this time. Game creator revealed. Okay, I don't know who created this. Oh no, I know who created this. I mean, it might help you. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
It's possible.
That is the game creator, my friend.
They made a lot of games.
All right. Game number 10. Treasure Hunter goes on a relaxing vacation with his girlfriend until said girlfriend is kidnapped by a giant bird.
Hey, when it happens.
Don't you hate when your girlfriend gets kidnapped by a giant bird while on vacation?
On vacation. I feel like I can't think of it. Any of that. I guess you, Treasure Hunter, because I was going to say, oh, maybe Mario Sunshine, because, like, I don't remember getting kidnapped by a bird, but, you know, Peach and Mario, they're on vacation in that one, but then he's not a Treasure Hunter, but that can't be it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're eliminating that for yourself anyway, Sunshine was also an answer in a previous season.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know, maybe you used it. Who knows?
No.
Maybe I'm going to trip it up with
you. I listened to both seasons before we're making this, so I could remember which ones I've done and which ones I haven't done.
Okay. So I guess, you know, I was gonna not tell people that I got the name of the creator.
And you kind of outlined it anyway.
Tell them what it was. Yeah, it's Nintendo, so.
Yeah.
I feel like, I probably haven't played this game. Because
I'm 100% sure you haven't played this game.
I don't think I can even think of any Treasure Hunter characters from Nintendo games.
There's really only two.
I'm thinking through the Smash roster. I'm like, alright, it's not them.
Yeah.
They might not even be in Smash, so who knows?
I'm gonna say, because this won't really help you, I'm gonna say technically they're not.
So, Treasure Hunter.
You also, the way I would take this, John, is because of Nintendo, I would focus on the girlfriend part, because not many characters actually have a girlfriend. Because even Mario and Peach aren't together, so, like.
I am really struggling with this one, for sure. So, yeah, I'm not even getting, like, anything come to mind.
That's fair. I mean, you might just have to throw something in the water, see what happens. See if it floats or sinks.
Yeah, I'm gonna stab in the dark. I'm gonna say Captain Toad's game. I don't remember what it's called.
It's called Treasure Tracker.
Treasure Tracker. Yeah, see, treasure in that one.
Alright, so you want to go with Captain Toad Treasure Tracker?
Exactly. I'm brilliant, for sure.
You are, because that is correct! Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Goodness. What?
Wow.
What a stab.
I was getting ready to just take money away from you instinctively, but then you said Toad, and I'm like, oh, maybe he's got it. Yeah, Captain Toad specifically, Toadette is his quote unquote girlfriend. So yeah, them and I think Link and Zelda are the only canonical couples, right? I mean, Zelda and Link are also not really technically, but you know, I honestly haven't really played many Zelda games, so maybe they are technically now. I don't know. But regardless,
it depends on the Zelda and depends on the Link.
Yeah, that's fair. But alright, game number 11. Do you want to spend some money?
You know what? It paid off, kind of, to gamble. So, you know what? Just once. I'm going to do the high stakes unlucky wheel.
Oh, you're doing that. Okay, so you're spending it $1 to spin the misfortune wheel.
Yeah.
Alright, this will be interesting. We'll see what happens. Misfortune wheel, here we go. Oh, that's the wrong misfortune wheel. Oops. I have two. Hang on. I have one for a different game show. There's the name of that game one. Here we go. See what happens. So there's a lot of bad things on there, but you could win $30 if you get it. Oh, that sucks. That's a bunch of pooey right there. So you didn't lose any money, actually, which is surprising, but it was almost $30. It started to go slow when it was on it, but it just ticked over. And so now it's deactivate perks. So not this run, but next round, you cannot buy or use a perk. So,
damn.
It's not the worst thing, I guess, because you could have lost $10 from that. So,
actually. You could have, yeah. So that's not the worst roll to get. Yeah.
You actually didn't lose any money because there's losing $2, $5, and $10, and you didn't get any of them. So, pretty decent. All right. So, here is game number 11. A bunch of cartoon characters go on a quest to stop a terrorist from turning everyone into banana-loving simians.
So, this game, I'm like, I think a bunch of cartoon characters. So that makes me think it's like, not like a Smash game, but like a collab game.
Right.
Or they just happen to be cartoonish. I know you played Looney Tunes Back in Action. Right, is that the name of the
game? That's the name of that one, yeah. The one you're thinking about.
Yeah. I don't remember that's the plot of that game. I know it's not the plot of the movie, but the movie and the game could have completely different plots.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched the movie myself.
That's the only thing, any, like, cartoon I'm thinking of. And they are cartoon characters. I never played that game, but I could see the Martian guy doing that. So I'm gonna go with the Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Interesting, because that is correct. This was one of the ones I'm like, he's never going to get this. If I hadn't played this game and I was told this description, I'm like, I've never heard of this game. But that is correct. So you now have $139, so pretty good. Just remember on this next turn, I'm not even going to ask you because the perks are deactivated. So we're just going to jump right into the next one. Before we jump in, though, it's the guy, because I don't really see you playing this game, because you also need a Wii or a GameCube. And it's also, this game's been out for like 12 years, or actually more than 12 years. It came out in like 2001, so good with the program. And so the bad guy's not, because the Martian guy is a bad guy in his level, but the main bad guy of the whole thing is like a human. He's like a scientist or something. and he uses like the jewel as like a ray that turns everyone into monkeys. So, anyway. But game 12. Kid has to try and survive the night while dealing with his abusive alcoholic mother.
At first, I was like, okay, that sounds like Final Four, because kid survives the night. But then, you know, the abusive alcoholic mother, I'm like, oh, well, not at
all. It's no longer Final Four.
It's no longer Final Four. I feel like Binding of Isaac could be a potential answer. I don't know if you played that one. That's, because some of these times I'm like, I'm trying to think, I'm like, oh, what have I seen on your channel? But that one, I'm not sure. I don't remember. I'm going to go with it, because I can't think of anything else. Binding of Isaac.
That's a good... Big Brain? No, unfortunately not, because I haven't even played that game. So you're just wrong automatically. The game is Among the Sleep. It is a very niche horror game, I'd say. It is on consoles, though, so it did actually manage to get to consoles. Because I think I played it on the PS4.
Yeah.
And that is kind of a spoiler, so I'm sorry if you haven't played it, to anyone that hasn't played it, but it's a really good game. That's not a super spoiler. You kind of get the idea from the very start.
Yeah, that one, I remember watching somebody play like a million years ago.
Yeah, it's been out for YouTube a long time. Once.
So, I when you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, that one, that fits.
Yeah.
But I never played it.
That's fair. All right, game 13. So perks are back now. So you want to spend anything?
All right, we'll go with Lucky Wheel. You know, gambling and all that.
Gambling. All right. So you're down to $134. Let's see what the Lucky Wheel has to say to you. It's double money again. What is it gonna be? Game genre revealed again. Okay. What genre is this game?
Not bad.
Huh? What genre is this game? I mean, I have an idea. Oh, you know what? I know it. Well, I should just make sure and double check. Because I don't personally remember. Also, we are coming up on time, so I'm going to just have you speed it up a little bit. Just throw shots in the dark, if that's alright. Because we're obviously coming up on time. Let me see just quickly what the genre is. Because I have an idea, I just want to make sure it's correct. I didn't ask to shop for the game. I wanted information on the game, you stupid, stupid Google. No wonder they don't sponsor us. We insult them all the time. Why is Google... Did they change their website? Because this is a stupid design if they did this. Why would you change something that was perfect? Oh, there we go. I just... Okay, whatever. I know. I hate everything. Okay, yeah, I figured it was that. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so here is the genre.
Okay.
So here's the game. Game 13. A plumber and his friends are forced to stop a machine that's making everyone else stupid.
So I'm thinking Mario, because a plumber and his friends. Forced to stop a machine that makes people stupid, though. That's the part where I'm like, what? What game is that?
Right.
I'm thinking of the Mario Rayman crossover game, you know the one?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's the one I'm going to go with.
There is two, so it's the name in the series is called Mario plus Rabbids. But there's Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle or Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope?
I'm going to go with Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope because that sounds like the name of a game that would fit this description more than the other one.
Well, they didn't consult you, apparently, because that is incorrect. It's Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Sparks of Hope, they're stopping like a deity, basically. I haven't finished the game just yet, but they're stopping like an all-powerful deity person, which may or may not be Rosalina. Apparently, the theory when that was coming out was that Rosalina was the bad guy, and the person is kind of shaped like her, and I'm very curious, because the Loombas are in that game, and the Loombas are kind of like, oh, this person, something went wrong here. It's like, oh. Because if Rosalina's the bad guy, that's an amazing story. All right, so moving on, would you like to use any, buy anything for game 14?
You know what, we'll go with the first two letters.
First two letters?
Speed this up.
Well, here you go.
Oh, great, it's a bug game.
All right, game 14. A babysitter in charge of taking care of a baby inadvertently summons a demon.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm thinking of a game. But I can't remember its name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what happens.
I think Markiplier played this game that I'm thinking of.
Yes.
So, I can't remember the name.
If you say something close, I can change it for you. But if you don't even get close to it, I can't help you.
It's something about gold. The Golden Baby. That's the one I'm going with. It's definitely not that, but we are short on time, so I'm going with it.
All right. That's incorrect. It's The Baby in Yellow is the name.
Hey,
so you got
Baby in Yellow. You see what I mean. You saw where my brain is, Brandon.
I saw where you were trying to go, but yeah, it's yellow, not gold. But game 15, do you want to spend any more money?
You know what? We'll go with the lucky wheel. We got to get the double money to get the high score.
I don't know, I feel like it stopped giving it to you, but we'll see. It's like, you know what, we've given him three chances, that's all we're giving him. He doesn't get anything else. Nope, it's gonna be game genre revealed again. Alright, game genre revealed again. What is the genre of this game? Ooh, well, I feel like this isn't gonna help you again, but we'll see, there's the genre. Okay.
Oh, no, scary.
Game number 15. A man goes golfing at a mini golf course and gets chased by a giant golf ball with human limbs.
Oh. That sounds unfortunate.
It is. Now, this is the first one where it's super indie. This is, like, really indie. Like, this is just on Steam. The other ones have been in, like, because Baby in Yellow, I think. I mean, Baby in Yellow is on multiple platforms. It's not on console just yet, but it is on, like, actually, it might be. I don't think it is, though. But this is the first one where I'm like, good luck. I wish you luck.
Let's see. It's a horror game. Golf. Golf Man. That's it. That's the name of the game, Golf Man.
Going to Golf Man?
Sure, why not?
That is incorrect. It's Gone Golfing is the name of the game. But game 16, would you like to spend any money?
I will spin the wheel.
Alright, spinning the wheel again. See what happens. Is there going to be game genre again? It's trying to help you. The wheel's trying really hard to help you. I'm surprised you haven't gotten the loose analogy. Statistically, I feel like it would have happened by now. But it's giving you another chance. Double money again. Alright, so here's game number 16. A super fan of a band witnesses their untimely deaths and vows to find who's responsible.
I'm thinking that sounds vaguely familiar to Life is Strange Before the Storm. So I'm going to go with that one.
Interesting. No. the Before the Storm is a garbage story, but that's not it. It's Avengers. And this is like the one where I'm like, this is a terrible description. Yeah. So this matches the terrible description. Terrible. Because they're not really a band in the music sense. They are a band of characters, but that's the closest thing you can get to that. It's a terrible description, but it's Avengers was the name. That was the game. Game 17. We only have a couple more left. Would you like to spend any more money?
Let's go gambling.
Wheel again, or the first two letters?
The wheel.
Wheel again? Okay. All right. Is it gonna give you? You gotta lose. You've swung the wheel so many times. I feel like $5 has to come up at some point, but it hasn't yet. Ooh, might happen. Oh no, it's gone. It's gone. The universe is gone. Oh, win $3. Okay, so you got $3 back. So
money.
So you're at 122 now, which helps me a bit more with adding, because I was at 9 the entire time. Okay. So moving on. Game 17. A young girl is given powers by the universe and uses them to save her reputation.
That's interesting. Because immediately I'm like, oh, we're just talking about Life is Strange. Life is Strange, young girl gets powers. And like the idea is that it's just by the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I don't think save her reputation is a cute thing. I mean, this is a sort of a reputation mechanic. And this is a poorly described one. So I'm going to go with Life is Strange. You know, you would guess two Life is Strange guesses in a row.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
That is actually correct, though. So you're at $142 now. Yeah, it's a poorly description, but also they're talking about how, like, you can go back in time as a gamer and just choose to say the correct things to people. That's kind of where that's going. Because, the overarching story is she's not doing that. But, technically in Chapter 5, a different universe version of Max talks to her about how she's done that. So, to be fair, it is kind of a plot point a little bit. But moving on, game 18, would you like to spend any money?
You know what, we'll go with the unlucky wheel. We're gonna have a chance to lose money, but to gain money.
Alright.
You gotta do it.
Spin in the misfortune wheel, let's see what happens. There's no chance. There's no... you can't let him get away with it, though. It's gambling. Okay, whatever. It wants you to succeed so badly, it gave you the $30, whatever.
Let's go.
Okay, you're up to $71 now. So there you go. Well, you haven't even answered the question. Okay, whatever. Game 18. A kid with severe depression drags a new friend to a magical world and attempts to harass their childhood best friend.
So, I don't think I've probably played this. Unless I have, I'm like, that's not what that's about. Because, at this point, it's getting so ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, I can barely see it.
I can see it.
I mean, there's a theory.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Hey, that's what the FNAF one's about, but I don't think that's what we're going with here.
FNAF World?
Yep.
Did that person play the game?
Oh, not exactly. It's...
I feel like FNAF World is pretty solved at this point. It's pretty clear cut.
But, see, an alternate universe or like another world?
A new friend to a magical world.
Magical world. Okay. No clue. We're going with the magic. The Slay the Spire. That's what we're going with. I don't know if you played that game. But it's
definitely
not what it's about. But I honestly cannot think of anything, so that's what I'm going with.
That is not correct, and I've not played either Slay the Spire or Slay the Princess. I might look into them because I don't know what they're about. But anyway, it is Deltarune. This game was Deltarune. And kid with severe depression is Chris. And now the game creator hasn't confirmed that, but he does show signs of depression with like waking up late and like using the knife constantly, you know, not in the self-harm way, but just using sharp objects and stuff. And also he's kind of like, when he first started the game, he's like a major outcast. Like nobody likes him. Like everyone kind of bullies him when he gets to class. And then the childhood best friend, that's Noelle. And in chapter one, you don't really see it, but in chapter two, it happens. In chapter four, it happens. So you get the idea. But anyway, game 19. Would you like to spend any money?
You know what? We're going to get the first two letters. Those have been helpful a little bit.
Interesting. Okay.
Not really.
Here's the first two letters.
Great.
So here's game number 19. Two incompetent delivery men try to deliver packages.
Oh, that's, what is it? Totally something delivery service. Accurate? Totally accurate simulator? Not simulator. Delivery service?
Are you thinking of totally reliable delivery service?
That's the one. Totally reliable delivery service.
All right, you want to go? You want locking it in?
Yep.
All right. That is correct. So you just got some more money. You're up to, $86 there. Well, $186, not just $86. All right, game number 20. Would you like to spend any money?
You know, we'll go with the gambling with the good wheel.
The good wheel, I gotcha. All right, let's see what the good wheel has to say. Bing, bing, bing. This is copyrighted. Bing. And it's double money again. It's really... Actually, you won this once, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you won once. So it still wants you to win, though. Wants you to become a winner. Okay, so game 20. An underpaid worker is tasked to watch cameras and sees intruders, aliens, ghosts, and even monsters.
Okay, so that's making me think I'm on observation duty, but there's like five of them. No, there's more than that. But
there's way more than that. There's like seven, I think, now.
So we're just gonna get a random one. I'm on observation duty 4. That's what I'm gonna.
So, I was kind of hoping you just wouldn't say a number because this fits with literally every single one of them. So, I'll give it to you because it literally fits with every single one of them. I just wrote down I'm on observation duty because it kind of fits all of them. So, I'll give it to you because it's all the same type of game concept. It just has different maps and stuff. So, I'll give it to you. So, you're up to $201 now. So, you only need technically $99 to get to beat the score. We only have a couple questions left. So, let's see what happens. So, game 21, would you like to spend some money?
Yeah, you know, we gotta try to get double money to get to become a winner, so I'm gonna spin the lucky wheel again.
Alright. So you're below 200 now, but you might get some money here, if you get this correct. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, okay. Game genre revealed again. This one's gonna be very helpful, because I don't play a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning on playing more, but I don't currently play a lot of these. That's incorrect. I know how to spell it, thank you. So that's the game genre. Alright. So here's the game. Or game 21. Young kid moves away from family to pursue fishing.
So it's a fishing game. I'm just gonna go with Fishing Simulator. I don't know what other one would be there. What would it be called? But...
You're locking in Fishing Simulator?
Yep.
So that is the name of a game, but I have not played that one. Because the answer is Fishing Resort. And it's literally the only fishing game I've played, so.
Interesting.
All right, game 22. Would you like to spend some money?
You know what? Let's go gambling.
Going for the wheel again?
Spin the wheel.
The fortune wheel or the misfortune wheel?
The fortune wheel.
Fortune wheel, I guess.
It's misfortune.
All right, let's see what we get. Bing, bing, bing. It's going to be double money. I'm not even going to let you finish. It's double money again. So there we go. So game 22. A group of chefs is tasked with fighting a giant meatball.
Okay, so I'm going to say Overcooked.
All right, locking in Overcooked?
Yep, lock it in.
That is correct, which means you are now at $211. There we go. All right, game 23. Would you like to spend any money?
Let's go gambling.
Yeah, I feel like this is not going to go well for you, but we'll see. All right, see what happens once again. I'm surprised you haven't bought, like, the first word at any point in this. Because there are games that just start with one word, so, like, I feel like it would help. But Oh, it had to happen at some point. Lose $5. Had to happen at some point. This is why you never gamble, kids. Anyway, game 23.
You lose $5 after many, many, many rounds.
Let's see. Game 23. A guy gets convinced by a childhood friend to join a murderous club.
I feel like that's not something you should do in general.
Are you sure? It sounds pretty cool.
A murderous club, you say?
Yep. A guy gets convinced by a childhood friend to join a murderous club.
I feel like one of the Assassin's Creed games could fit that, but I don't know if you played any of them. I don't think you have. So, and none of the ones that I've played fit that description accurately. So we're gonna go with Smash Bros.
Smash Bros.
we're gonna pull the other guy.
All right.
Big Smash Bros.
That is not correct. The game was Doki Doki Literature Club. So. Because Monica tries to murder literally everybody.
Yeah.
All right, game 24. This is the second to last one. So, would you like to spend any money?
You know what? You mentioned it before, and I'll go with it. Give me the first word.
That's the word. One I'm going with. Well, all right.
It's gonna be the, isn't it?
Nope. It's it's a little different than that one.
Interesting.
But okay, game 24. A fool gets lured into a trap because of cake.
A fool gets lured into a trap because of cake.
Yep.
Okay. I know there's a Kirby game about cake. Or, like, at least that's the joke, that he kills gods over someone stealing his cake.
Is that actually the plot of Kirby? Because that's hilarious.
It's like, it fits somewhere in this list of poorly described.
Oh, okay, I see.
Game. So that, like, starts off the plot, but it's not really the entire thing. But I don't think there's a Super Kirby game, so I don't know if that's accurate. Oh, you know what? Super Mario 64. Because he's asked to give him the cake. And then he's like, oh, cake. And then it's not cake. It's death.
It's death. There you go, Super Mario 64.
Exactly. That's I'm locking it in.
That is correct. Super Mario 64. All right, game 25. So you literally can't. Yeah, you can't feasibly beat the high score at this point. So what do you want to do? You want to spend some money?
Well, get the first word again, just to make it easy on myself.
All right, that's fair. This one's a very interesting first word. So it's not super or the. So that's your first word.
Okay.
Game 25. A bunch of teenagers try to overthrow the government.
Okay. So I probably wouldn't have thought of this if you didn't give me the word. Is it Road 68? Is that the name?
I don't know if that's a game. There's a game called Road 96, if that's what you're trying to go for.
That's what I'm thinking of, Road 96.
All right. That's impressive because that is correct. Road 96 is the answer. That's one of the ones on here that I'm like, that's a pretty decent description. Like, it's not awful. It's not great, but it's not awful. You know, it's one of those middle ground ones.
Right.
So, John's ending score is $221. Let's say he didn't lose the $5 from the gamble that one time. It still wouldn't have mattered. And, he got the $30 off of his fortune wheel, though. That's almost more impressive than beating the high score. So, because that's a pretty unlikely odds there. He did get the deactivate perks once. But he then got, right after that, got the 30. So, pretty impressive there. So, let us know if you beat John or if you even beat the high score. Both are pretty good achievements. So, you know. I did calculate this. So, if you got every question right, it was like $500 to $600 you would have got. If you got most of them wrong, it was like $200. So, I made $300 to the high score. So, that way it's kind of feasible, but not impossible, you know. So there you go. So let me know how much points you guys got. You can submit an email, or you can go on my YouTube channel, Flubs Gaming, #selfpromo, and tell me there. You can tell John over on his Twitch channel and be like, haha, fool, I got 5 million points. I know every game that's ever existed. And, so just be nice about it. Well, that's going to do it. So obviously John did not beat that score, but he still gets the host. It was just pride points if he beat that score. So yeah, we're going to do a quick outro here because we are over time. So you're welcome. You get a bigger episode this week. But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked the conversation, made you laugh a long way. I already told you where you can find me, so I'm just going to skip over that. You can find John on Twitch over at Jeebens Feebens and on YouTube at Jeebens Feebens, and he has an awesome VOD channel via Jeebens Feebens VODs. I find myself watching a lot of stuff over there, so go check it out. That way, if you can't catch the streams, because sometimes I can't catch the streams, but I still want to know what happens, so I go over to his VOD channel and check it out. You can also follow us on social media as The Provokers. You can find us on Twitter at The Provokers Pod, and Instagram at The Provokers Podcast Official. And we post a lot of good stuff over there. We post a lot, like, information about when the episodes go live and what the episode's about. And we also post some, like, some special stuff coming out. Like, for example, Project Blue / Meet the Provokers is making some big steps. And there's going to be some special stuff coming out about that. And also, I mentioned this in the last episode. I'm going to be posting it. It's going to be on the social, so you want to go check it out. Last episode, I mentioned that the season finale is approaching. It's pretty close. I mean, it's, like, several weeks out, obviously. But it's getting decently close. And instead, we're going to be doing something similar where it's three sections and then the final section, and then where we talk about the season, that kind of thing. But instead of just us picking what the three sections are going to be, I want you guys to vote on the three sections. So there's that Google Forms thing that's going to be linked in the description of the last episode. It'll also be on our socials, so if you can't find it on the last episode, go to the socials. You can find it over there. Enter the Google form and answer the question that's there. It's about what section you want to see. The only rule is that the section has to be from season 2, and it can't be like a series topic, obviously, because that's where the entire idea is, like, that it's a serious episode because we're talking about the podcast and that kind of thing. And there's another rule that I think I put on there. There's only three rules that you have to follow, and that's about it. Anything else, you're free to go, basically. So, yeah, go answer that, because once right before the season finale approaches, I'm going to collectively pick the top three, and then those will be the sections we do. And I did mention that it could be a thing that, like, we said we're done making individual episodes about, kind of like Wavelength, I would say. So you could vote for Wavelength if you want, but we won't be doing another dedicated episode of it, but it could be a section in the finale if you guys vote for it. Now, again, I'm picking the top three, so it won't be, like, I'm going to pick my favorite three. It's going to be the top three, so whichever one gets the most votes will be number one, and so on and so forth. So go check that out. And that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.